USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, gang, it's time to rustle your rusty dusties around the radio ringside and latch on to your favorite stars as per your request to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, for the first time on this particular beam, we welcome a young and beautiful star who your letters seem to indicate is fast becoming one of your favorite pin-up, paste-up, glue-up, and pack-up girls. Or would you rather be a civilian? Gentlemen of the AEF, your mistress of ceremonies, Jean Crane.
Men.
Miss Crane, I want to congratulate you. You're about the youngest mistress of ceremonies we've ever had on Command Performance.
Oh, Ken, I'm not so young. I'm 19.
19. What a night for Bob Hope to be in town. Tell me, Jean, aren't you a wee bit nervous?
Well, yes, I am. And, Ken, I was going to ask you a very big favor.
Oh, well, what is it, Jean?
Well, it's my first appearance on Command Performance, and I thought it would bolster my confidence if you'd hold my hand during the whole program.
What a night for Bob Hope to be in town.
Well, the way you talk, you make Mr. Hope sound like a wolf.
Well, Bob's not exactly a wolf. He's a mildly dangerous St. Bernard. Well, I'll be glad to hold your hand, Jeannie. I'll come right over. Now, let's get on with the program, shall we?
Well, there's only one thing. When you hold my hand, I can't turn the pages.
This is fun. Let the pages turn over by themselves.
Okay. And now, fellas, as per your thousands of requests to Command Performance, it's my pleasure to introduce one of the most sensational orchestras ever to assemble around a microphone. The one and only...
Well, go ahead.
Who's going to turn the page?
Take a guess.
Okay. Fellas, Harry James.
Thank you.
Harry, that was wonderful.
Yeah, no fooling, Harry. That was really wonderful.
Wonderful. It's wonderful. Now let me hold the other hand.
Don't be an eager beaver, Harry. Plenty of hands to go around. For instance, who was that cute little trick who just sang, "I'm beginning to see the light"?
Oh, that was Kitty Callan.
Oh, brother, she's pretty. I could go for her.
How do you like that? You're holding my hand and your eyes are on another girl.
That's all right, Jeannie. A guy can be on pass and still be looking forward to his next furlough. Suppose we go off into a corner and I'll explain the whole thing to you. Harry James can introduce our next guest on Command Performance.
Okay. Then it's a real pleasure to introduce an old friend of mine, the number one drummer man of the country, Gene Krupa.
Thanks, fellas.
Hiya, Sticks.
Hiya, Lips. What a racket you got. All you do is push that little valve down and right away, music.
Well, you shouldn't complain, Gene. All you do is beat that skin and right away, no music.
How'd you happen to start playing the trumpet?
How'd you happen to start playing the drums?
I don't know.
Me neither. You know, that's the only kind of dialogue they'll give us musicians.
Well, I guess I better get to the work I was cut out for. I understand there have been a couple of requests for Limehouse Blues.
Yeah, that's right, Gene. How about tapping out a couple for First Sergeant Bob Skater and the gang at 230, also Comiskey, his sidekick, Mess 13 of one of His Majesty's Canadian ships, the three lovely bums from Brooklyn, Goo Goo, Gigi, and Cahoots, Fireman First Class J.D. Comer and his Rudy crew. How'd you like that train gal, Fireman? PFC Dick Walker and the gang, and the Alligator Club at 558. Yeah, we got the 2 o'clock jump coming up, fellas. But right now, in the meantime, Gene over there with the tubs. And Charlie Ventura on the tenor sax. And Teddy Napoleon at the piano. At the Gene Krupa Trio with Limehouse Blues.
Now, Miss Crane, we have a little request to answer.
A request? From whom?
It seems that the gang with the 4th Marines, namely Sack In, Short Stroke, Gumbeater, Chowhound, and Baggy Drawers. This said crew would like to hear the sound of a cow being milked.
But hasn't that been done before on Commander Foreman?
To be sure, but not in this way. You see, they insist that the cow be milked by city fellas.
Oh, city fellas don't know how to milk a cow.
I know, but they've all played... They've all played grab bag, though. Gentlemen of the AEF, meet William Bendix and Edward Everett Horton.
Two more musicians.
Gentlemen, think you can handle this case?
You show me the kind of a case a guy from Brooklyn can't handle.
Including a case of beer.
Are you from Brooklyn, too, Mr. Horton?
My dear young lady, perish forbid.
Well, fellas, here's the cow.
Hello, cow. He knows me.
Well, go ahead, Bill. Go ahead now. Here's the stool. Here's the bucket. And there's the bowling ball.
Come on, get going, city boy. Start milking.
I will. How do you open a hood on these things?
Oh, Bill, please, you don't open the hood. There's a crankcase underneath.
Okay, well, here goes. Hey, Eddie.
Hmm?
Nothing's happened.
You sure?
Yeah, positive.
It's funny. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're not plugged in. Here, let me try. You see, Bill, watch now. All you have to do is to squeeze hard like this. It got away from me.
All right, step aside and let a country boy show you how. It's really very easy. Put your fingers like this, then you start milking like this. 1 gallon.
He hit the jackpot.
We'll give Mr. Horton and Mr. Bendix a chance to vindicate themselves later. In the meantime, fellas, Harry James has a footnote about a number his band is having great success with. Harry?
Well, fellas, one of your old standbys, Willie Smith, has just been discharged from the armed forces. And I'm happy to say that he's playing with my band now, and you'll hear him now featured on alto with his version of T for Two.
That was really fine. What's next on the agenda, Ken?
Well, Jimmy, command performance just received a letter from a couple of lads in the ETO that concerns you. Seems they went to Englewood High School about the same time you did.
Oh, who were the fellows?
Well, I'll read you the whole letter. Dear Command Performance, we're a couple of California guys who are really thrilled whenever we read about Jean Crane's movie career. We used to go to Englewood High School with her and drop by her house occasionally. We'd like to call on Jean right now, but we're sort of busy. Can Command Performance dream up something that would give us the feeling that we're dropping in on Jean right now? Signed, Sergeant Mooseface McGinnis and PFC Droopy Watson.
Oh, yes. So Mooseface is a sergeant and Droopy's only a PFC. You know, our class elected Droopy the one most likely to succeed.
Well, you run right along home and get ready for visitors because we haven't got much time. Mooseface and Droopy will be knocking on your door before you know it.
But they're overseas.
Oh, no, we got two perfect stand-ins for them. Mooseface Bendix and Edward Droopy Horton. Better run along, Jean.
Okay, how'll I dress?
Something rugged.
Right.
Hey, Mooseface. What is it, Droopy? Well, gosh, imagine after 2 years overseas, we're going to call on our girlfriend, Jean Crane.
Our girlfriend?
Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing horny in on this?
Well, we're buddies, ain't we? You get half of my pup tent, don't you?
Yeah, but Jean Crane ain't a hunk of canvas, fella.
At least no canvas I've seen up to date. And besides, I'm a sergeant, you're a PFC. 2 years in the Army and you're a PFC. How come?
No, I got friends in Washington.
Well, I don't like to pull rank, Droopy, but when we get to Jeannie's house, I want you to take a back seat.
Oh, now, just a minute, Mooseface, just a minute. You know what Shakespeare said, all's fair in love and war.
Okay, but Shakespeare don't hand out the details in our outfit.
Details, details. I tell you, if I ever see another plunger, I'll scream.
Well, here's your house. Gosh, am I excited.
Hello, soldier.
Hello, Jeannie. Remember us, Englewood High School 41?
Oh, did they draft the teachers?
Teachers?
We were with you in school, Mooseface and Droopy.
Oh, of course. Come on in, fellas.
Well, you see, Moosey, you see, I told you she'd be glad to see us.
Oh, of course I am. But remember, I'm older now. No spin the bottle tonight.
Well, Jeannie, let's you and I sit down here on the sofa. And, Droopy.
Huh?
I'm thirsty. Go out in the kitchen and squeeze some lemons for lemonade, will you?
Lemons?
Yeah.
Not me. If I'm going to do any squeezing, it's got to be a cow or nothing.
Well, never mind the lemonade. Let's all sit down.
Okay. Here, Jeannie, you sit next to me, huh?
What about me?
You can sit next to me, too. Gee, Jeannie, that's a lovely blouse you're wearing.
Do you really like it?
Yes. But there's some lint on it. Wait a minute, I'll pick it up. Here's a piece. Oh, here's another. There's a little thread right there.
Say, Sergeant, do you mind if I police the rest of the area?
Why don't you go away, Droopy? Gee, Jeannie, after 2 years, you're just the same smile, the same beautiful eyes, the same lovely hair.
Something new has been added.
No, Jeannie, it can't be.
Yes, it can.
Well, that's little Homer, my sister's baby.
Oh, so your sister has a baby. Oh, my, my. How long?
26 inches, and he's growing every day. Oh, he wants someone to hold him. I better take him out of the crib.
Yeah, take him out. Let me hold the kid. Hello, baby. What's your name? Okay. Now, what's your serial number?
Mooseface. No, no, no. You don't know how to talk to babies.
Oh.
Here, let me hold the little deer. Let me have him. Let me have him. Hello. Hello, little Homer. That's your name, isn't it, Homer? Yeah. You hear it? You hear it? Kitty, 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 go. Kitty, kitty, get.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Not me. No. Hey, Moonface. Put Gene down a minute and hold the baby for a while, will you?
Well, now, wait a minute. I don't know. I heard a lot of rumors about babies, you know.
Oh, well, don't worry. This kid's all right. Look, he's pinned up with a good conduct medal.
Okay, come here, Homer. No, not me either, no.
Say, I've got an idea. Why don't we all go down to the barbecue stand where we used to eat and have dinner?
Okay, excuse me, I'll be back in a minute.
Where are you going, Gene?
Way upstairs and change.
You better take Homer with you.
Mr. Bendix and Mr. Horton, I feel sure Moose Face and Droopy will look you up when they return to the States. And now, Ken?
Well, Gene, in view of the fact that the last dialogue between Mr. James and Mr. Krupa was so scintillating, it seems only fair that we throw them together again.
That's a splendid idea. Harry, take over.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Krupa, what's new since we talked last?
Nothing. What's new with you?
Funny thing happened to me about a few minutes ago.
Yeah, when?
Oh, I'd say about 4 minutes ago.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, see you around.
Okay. Well, we don't get an Academy Award for that hunk of material. I don't know who should.
And now, gentlemen of the AEF, by popular request of almost all of you in all theaters of operation, we join in your cry, what James Command performance would be complete without his version of 2 o'clock jump? is really jumping. Thanks a lot, Harry. And now, Ken?
Well, now it's time to say so long.
Okay, so long.
Oh, no, no, Ginny, you can say it prettier than that.
I can?
Well, sure, think of Moose Face and Droopy. Just pretend you're saying it to them.
How's this? So long.
Well, that's pretty good, but that's not quite right. Let's see.
Well, how about pretending you're saying it to me?
Okay. Well, so long.
So long, Jane.